Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. Guess What They Said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. On Fridays, we get you the audio of the week slash day, and Bart will try to guess what they said, even though he's successful half the time, and then he complains when I don't give him the point, when he shouldn't be getting the point, or he gets a point that he shouldn't get, and he's like, hey, what's going on? It's a very confusing game. We're still trying to understand it ourselves. Anyway, it's our draft day edition. Round 2 and 3 have come to a close, but round 1 was all where all the action was. So, Bart, let's start here. I want you to guess what Abdul Carter, newest Giants, picked number 3 overall. I want you to guess what he had to say on who he thinks is the greatest football player of all time. Now, this one's 15 seconds long. Put on your Penn State hat and guess what Abdul Carter had to say.
Oh, are you giving me a hint?
Yeah, here's the hint. It's not Tom Brady.
Oh, well, does it have to do with the Lawrence Taylor stuff?
All right, do you want to just get your point now, or would you want to feign interest and play the clip and then get your point?
I got to say that I think it's LT, Lawrence Taylor. I watched him growing up, or watched video of him. You know, I wasn't really able, but I think that what he's done on this, I just hope to be half the player that he was here with the Giants. I can't wait to get started, Lawrence Taylor.
Okay, let's pretend like we're surprised here.
But he's the greatest football player of all time, somebody I look up to. Just want to, like, just follow in his footsteps, knowing how great he was. And I just want to chase greatness and knowing that he was the best. That's what I want to chase. But I didn't say it just like I'm saying I want to be better than Lawrence Taylor. That's more me looking up to him, inspiring to be like him.
Wow, Bart, you're so good at this game. How did you get that?
We need to have that conversation before the end of the show.
Of how good
Abdul,
you are?
No, Abdul Carter. I don't like what I'm hearing there. Cam Ward. These guys are all going Malik Nabers on me. I'm not happy about it.
Are you sure you want to blow it at the end of the show when we got a whole another 4 hours to do on Monday?
You're right. I don't want these guys to wear numbers that are retired. I can go more into that Monday. Warren Moon showed up and was like, hey, Cam Ward, here you go. You can wear one. And Cam, there was a quote that he gave about Warren Moon, where he basically didn't even know who he was.
Terrible.
Like, he just started recently knowing. What was the quote? I don't know much about him before I reached out to him.
He thought he was Warren's
son. Yeah, I watched. Well, you've knocked me off enough that I don't care to continue speaking. So.
Perfect, because Marco's sitting there waiting for the update. Let's go to Andrew Berry.
He knows the drill.
Yeah, that he does. Cleveland General Manager Andrew Berry
surprise of the night, first one at least from the first round. Instead of taking Travis Hunter at 2, they traded back to 5, let Jacksonville jump up. They take Travis Hunter. And the Browns, they selected Mason Graham. So still pretty good pick. So I want you to guess what Andrew Berry had to say on why he thought trading down with the Jags was the right move. This is 25 seconds long. It's not that long, don't worry about it. But guess what Andrew Berry had to say.
Well, it was the right move because they're not going to compete anytime soon. And Travis Hunter would just be a shiny toy there instead of actually contribute to a winning team. So what did he actually say about it? He would have said, you know, we just thought that at that spot, there were so many people that we liked. And we did a lot of research on all these guys. And to make a trade, you got to still make sure that you come away satisfied. And we really just like what we saw on tape from Mason. Travis Hunter's a great player, but for the direction of the franchise, we thought that we could acquire some more good players with this and also some more picks and look towards the future with next year when I probably may not even be here.
We just felt like it was a fantastic opportunity for our organization to move down 3 spots, you know, still get a top-notch prospect in the trenches. Adding a pick, you know, in what we view as really the sweet spot for this year's draft class, and then adding a first-round pick next year, in a class that, you know, quite frankly, we think will be a bit stronger in the first 30 picks.
It's almost like these GMs don't say anything at all. You are 2-0.
And it's players are tougher than coaches, but coaches are tougher than GMs. GMs are layups. Yeah. Well, now I'll probably get some wrong if you have more. But
well, that's exactly what we're going to do here. Here's Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot. Now, this was the pick that really had me, or rather the move that had me scratching my head the entire day. Now, last year, James Pierce, and I don't want to disparage the young man because I don't know him. He was projected to be a top 3 pick, so he was projected to be very high. He didn't perform nearly as well as, you know, a lot of the pundits and talking heads thought that he would, so he did slip. But, you know, the Falcons felt comfortable enough to say, hey, let's go get him. They gave up next year's first-round pick when he probably would have fell to them. But here's Terry Fontenot, and I want you to guess what he had to say on why he felt comfortable trading next year's first-round pick for James Pierce. This is from 24 seconds long. Take a swing at it.
This is just a player that we had fallen in love with. We had done the research, and we thought when there was an opportunity to get him, we didn't want to have to wait around any longer. We want to make sure we came out of this draft with this player. And sometimes it's going to cost you to do that. And we thought it was worth the price. We also don't have plans to be drafting very high next year. And we've got time to, you know, look at that class when we get to. But for this 2025, this was the player that we wanted, and we were willing to do what it took to get him.
You have to weigh out what you're actually doing and what you're doing it for. And we look at the trade charts and all that stuff, but at some point you have to look at, okay, who's the player and what's going to be, what are we really getting, and is it worth it? And that's what you really have to do at some point. And when you have that kind of conviction and belief in the player, then that's when you're willing to do it. And we do. We have that kind of belief.
Good enough for me. A GM continues to be easy for you, so you will win this game regardless.
Yes, let's go! Let's go!
But now...
My kid's been doing that a lot lately.
Good for him. Can you...
I have a kid. Did anybody know I have a kid?
Oh, you don't say. Should I get dad corner ready?
Did you guys know he likes sports, too?
I do know he's picking logos and, like, guessing the team, so... that's pretty good. Maybe we should do a game with him. Like, guess what team this is. And try to figure out audio clues so he can guess teams. I might have just created another segment on the fly. A sub-segment, if you will.
He knows half of the logos in all the 4 major sports.
It's very impressive because I think if we did hockey right now, I think I could give you half. In fact, we tried that basically 2 weeks ago and I had... Still really was not looking at these logos, understanding who these teams were. All right, so you will
Don't
win
you
the game.
Like, let's hockey?
I do. I really like
Aren't you
hockey,
like the hockey guy of the show?
Yes.
But, well, I mean, that's
I mean,
it's
a low bar to clear. There's only two of us.
Low bar. I mean, I watched more of the Edmonton Kings game, though, than you did.
Yeah, you did, because I couldn't figure out what channel it was on. All right. So here is Pete Carroll. Let's see if you can remain perfect. You don't have many perfect Guess What They Says. I think you have like two or three in the show's history.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
So, here's Pete Carroll. The Raiders went to Ashton Jeanty. I want you to guess what Pete Carroll had to say on why he went with Jeanty. This one's 25 seconds long. Said coaches are a little harder than GMs. No pressure. Well, let's see if you could stay perfect. Guess what Pete Carroll had to say.
Oh, yeah. I just think that you get a talent like that. You know, you can't miss on those guys. These guys come around. They're like a dime a dozen. Or not a dime a dozen. They're like diamonds in the rough. It's just such an opportunity to get this great young man that we got to meet. You know, we met him and we just loved everything about him. And to get him in with the offense, with what we're trying to do, and to kind of have that guy, I just think it's very important to establish the run game. And it's just a player, just an incredible person. You know, great player, but incredible person. We're so excited to get him in here, and I can't wait to see him be a Raider.
He was hard to tackle. I mean, you guys couldn't get him on the ground. And, you know, I compared him with a lot of players in the past. That skill to make people miss and to bounce off tackles and to use the force of the tacklers, and he had marvelous talent in that regard, and that he reminded me, and I'm not going to share him with you because I don't want to compare, but with a number of players that we've watched over the years and you know, going back quite a ways, I thought he was that unique.
Well, it's a good thing you already won the game, but no perfection for you. He was more specific in regards to his not being able to tackle ability, so Ashton Jeanty's ability to break tackles and stay upright. Less of the he's a good guy type of stuff. So that's why you will not get the point. 3-1. Again, it doesn't matter in terms of wins and losses. You will win. All right, let's go to this one because someone might need it. You know, maybe Jenna and Andrew in Nova Scotia are arguing without their clothes and, you know, one of them needs the fifth point. So here's Brian Daboll. The Giants traded back in the first round.
I think you think those, you talk about those people a lot.
It just so happens I had one of their liners like.
Those that don't know, there's a couple that we think listen to the show while having sex.
No, I didn't say while. I said this could be the aphrodisiac to that activity.
Yeah.
This could be their pre-sex show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe they're post.
Foreplay. You know, some couples will like turn on a video. You know what I'm saying? Prawn.
I mean, I get aroused by my own voice.
Yeah, some people listen to me and Carlos.
You know, you get Marco in there, you got to pay a little extra.
Oh, yeah, Marco.
You just said you get aroused by your own voice and then let you all in, gave me the thumbs up. Like, I'm going to look at him and go, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was expecting the Air 5. And the fact that I didn't get the Air 5
is insulting.
I'm going to
give you a thumbs up because you're aroused by your own voice?
Yes.
You leave me out of this. Thank you.
Oh, well, that was a little bit of a letdown.
Hey, when Carlos talks, there's a reason that we don't usually put our shows on video.
That's right. Need to put some paper towels underneath your feet. All right, let's go to Brian Daboll here. I want you to guess what he had to say on why the Giants drafted their, hopefully, God, please, their franchise quarterback of the future in Jackson Dart. This one's 27 seconds long. I'm sure a lot of this is just coach speak, so you know how to deal here. Guess what Dabes had to say about Jackson Dart?
Well, just an incredible young man. This is going to be, you know, I already won. I don't feel like it.
All right, well, I'm going to play it anyway because, again, Jenna and Andrew might need it.
I don't like Brian Daboll. I just think he's stupid.
Well, you know what? He doesn't like you.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of qualities you look for in a good quarterback. He's tough, makes good decisions with the football. pushes the ball down the field, has athletic ability, played in a really tough conference, you know, started there at USC as a young guy, but, you know, did a really good job throughout this process of our meetings, board work, workouts, and the tape that we like. So I look forward to working with him. I'm glad he's here, and I'll get started as soon as we can.
Well, you get the buzzer because you didn't guess, but it doesn't matter because you already won. All I got to say is, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, you better be right, and that better not be a guess. And that was Guess What They Said.
I still have respect for the game, but I feel like I was up big and I wanted to bench my starters. I got to make sure I come in strong on Monday. There's going to be a lot more draft reaction, so I gave the starters a rest and didn't want to answer that last question.
I don't mind it because perfection was off the table, so you let off the foot a little early on the third quarter, so the opposing team started to make a run. But you're like, all right, let's just close this out here and take the win.
Yeah, thank you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.